I mean, the other thing, I think about that with the Hall Road a lot. Like I say, I sat in that meeting today thinking about the changes, and yet not good, bad, or ugly, but, you know, is there a way to kind of think and plan and consider these things? I remember bringing that up with, we were talking about NPRA and oil exploration, and I was thinking about, oh, I know. One of the things that when I first went into MPRA, there was a lot of seismic damage from the seismic lines mm-hmm. and the rollagons and stuff. And I remember thinking, I forgot what they call them. There are these great big low pressure, tire pressure vehicles that they move across the tundra with. And I remember just being aghast that first summer I saw it, the damage and the trails and everything. And then going back 13 years later, flying over the areas, doing some archaeological work again, looking at village sites, and overflying them and the same spots that I knew because I had documented some of them, and, you know, looking at the fact that 13 years, you know, we worry about damage, and yet 13 years later it looks quite different. Mm-hmm. I worked in surface mining reclamation for quite a while for BLM, and that was after I'd been doing archaeology for BLM. And I remember, I mean, one of the things they're striving to do is how do you reclaim a plaster mining site along a creek when you've destroyed the permafrost and you've destroyed the vegetative mat that holds the permafrost in place, plus you've destroyed the creek. You know, you basically set it back to being a young creek by making it a straight line, and then it's going to, you know, you're going to have alfies, you're going to have overflow, you're going to have washing again. And I kept thinking about, like, those trails on the North Slope, and I kept, you know, here you are, you're trying to do, the law says you will reclaim. Mm-hmm. Well, what's reclaim? You will do it to this standard. Well, what's the standard here? It's not the Lower 48. You know, how much will time take care of it? How much damage is actually being done to these fisheries? Mm-hmm. If there's a washout right away, how much damage does that do compared to letting it slowly seep out? You know, what is the damage? Is this affecting the Yukon River salmon? Or something out in the ocean, or is warming, or is fishing, you know. I really start looking at all these pieces on a larger scale. Mm-hmm. Around here, I can't help it. I just always think, you know, what do people need to know to do a good job managing resources in the future? You know, what does Robin, who's one of our archaeologists, need to know mm-hmm. to do a good job? What does the public need to know to be informed and support or not support planning options, you know.